All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Boris Johnson for basically confirming my entire thesis over the last 5 years. Just the other day, he said he urged G7 leaders to build a more gender-neutral world. And we see the usual suspects sitting around the circle like the Legion of Doom. Okay, but anyway, they are creating a more gender-neutral world. All right, and this is straight out of the Kabbalah. This is Kabbalah, by the way. Okay, so G7 leaders are building a Kabbalah kingdom, basically. That's what's going on. So, first of all, he just recently married this androgyne with an Adam's apple and large mandible. Bit of makeup and long hair and a female clothes, but the bone structure indicates this is a male. And this is called Eros Gamos in Greek, the sacred marriage or the chemical wedding. And I believe I'll speak on this at the end of this video, but it's a ritual. It's a very significant ritual that he just did like 2 weeks ago, and now he's talking about making the world more gender neutral at the G7 summit. All right, here's the androgyne in the dress. See the bone structure overall. And of course, very feminine clothes, right? Pink. And the lipstick and the hair, but the bone structure. And now, what's going on here? Why did they publish this photo? I'm sure they took like 1,000 photos, right? And what is the androgyne pointing at? I think what they're talking about here is, does Boris have a Johnson? And if we look at the bone structure of Boris, he does have female bone structures and not a whole lot of jaw action going on. This one as well. Now, what they do, they put silicone in their face. Both, I think it's both the male to female and females to males. They put silicone in their face, right? So they're essentially wearing a mask underneath their skin. And the hormones produce facial hair. So I do suspect, I cannot really prove it, but I suspect, as Boris would say, he likes to speak like that, right? I suspect that these people could be female to male. I am convinced that this one is male to female. Okay, so that's where I stand. And just, what's up with the pointing? That's my question. Just asking a few questions here. And again, I'm thanking Boris Johnson. They used to shut me down for hate speech all the time, so I'm going to try to be more kind to these people. And I use the word people loosely as well. Now we got Boris. It's like, what's going on here? Now Boris is pointing to what's this guy? Joe Biden. And now this one here, I'll show you. Did I? Yeah, I'll show you this one here. Again, this one. Yeah, I just don't know, man. This one's obvious. There's no need to even look at this one anymore at all. Now here, this may surprise a few people. I'll do another video on the first ladies again, but look at the face. Look at the face on Jill. Look at the face on Jill. Look at the face on Jill. That's all I'm saying here. That's all I'm gonna say. Now, this looks fairly feminine. Jill's a pretty tough one. Sometimes they're not so obvious, but I've seen quite a few photos. I'll explore this further, but I do believe Jill fits the pattern. And Joe Biden, of course, basically saying the same thing Boris just said. Create a gender-neutral world to transgendered Americans across the country, especially the young people who we are injecting with hormones. I want you to know the president has your back. That's some kind of sexual reference, I'm sure. During Pride Month and all the time. Hey, every month is Pride Month. Pride is what causes spiritual blindness, by the way. And now let me just ask you this question. Just an honest question here. Is that a boy or a girl? I asked my wife, I like to get the female perspective. And she was about to say boy, and then she said, boy, girl. And my wife thinks this is a girl. Does kind of look like a girl. Now, I don't know what the deal is with this thing on the eyes, but what is going on here with the one eye thing? Now, that is supposedly that's Boris Johnson as a young person. Again, it looks very androgynous to me. And there's supposedly that's Boris. Now, we'll see. This is the, these are, I believe these are the Baphomet horns. And in fact, Inanna, the goddess in Ishtar, they were often symbolized by a bull. That's why the golden calf was a bull in the book of Exodus. It was the goddess. It's a for some reason, you know, the goddess was symbolized by the bull, and these are the horns of the bull. And you see these two horns everywhere. Chicago Bulls, you know, everywhere you see these two horns. I we call them the devil horns, but it's really the goddess horns, I believe. Got the horns, and there's the ray of light. I'll talk about that. Oh, look at the chapter heading. This is in a book about the mystical Kabbalah. Yeah, there it is right there. The androgynous god, the phallus, and the breasts dissolve and coagulate, right? Order and chaos. We're going through this ritual right now, by the way. Sun and the moon, the eclipse, the androgyne, right? The divine light of the male and female coming together into the eclipse. We got the angel wings. It's all right here, you know, and there's just, and basically, I think these devil horn symbols are actually, it's the Baphomet symbol. And the Baphomet is the androgyne, the divine androgyne, Adam Kadmon, actually. Now, this looks a little bit more scary and demonic, but they have many, many symbols that represent the androgyne, and not all of them are this scary looking. Here again, same thing. You got the sun and the moon, the male and the female. You got the light, the star. You got the Mercury symbol. That's the symbol for the androgyne, male, female, and one body called the rebus. You got the square and the compass. You got the seven planetary forces, and you got the chaos dragon. See, the androgyne is order out of chaos. Chaos dragon is chaos. They are restoring the, they are creating a more gender neutral world right here. All right, this is alchemy. And the cosmic egg as well. And here's the tree of life. Shows the balance of male and female and the formation of the archetypal human Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is the celestial androgyne. It created by the Ein Sof, or the Demiurge. Adam Kadmon is kind of like the god who created humans, and Adam Kadmon was the divine androgyne. So human beings in mystical Judaism or Kabbalah and Freemasonry, Gnosticism, New Age, all this stuff, human beings were created androgynous. And then the fall of man was when they separated into the two sexes. And their goal, they believe their goal is to become androgynous again. And they believe that's our job as human beings, is to become androgynous again. We have to do it ourselves. And that's what the government is doing. That's what's going on right now. All right. So one side, this side is male, right? And so you got the Abba, right? Father. And then here's the mother. Here's the Shekinah, the great mother, right? And and Boris even kind of hinted at, the feminine side as well in his statement. But here in the middle, see, this is the body. This in the nine, there's nine things down here, and there's one up here, 1919, COVID-19. Here's the kingdom, the androgynous kingdom. And this is why they do this. That's why he just married an androgyne, right? And he went through this ritual, and now he's talking about spreading it across the world. And we see this as well. This is the Baphomet. It's just, you know, male on the right, female on the left. I think this must be some movie or something, pretty handsome, you know. In fact, Joseph Fiennes, isn't this the guy that's in The Handmaid's Tale right now, you know, about the breeding slaves? And all this, almost, I think it's all celebrities have come out now. Comes out, right? You know, non-binary, right? It means they're coming out that they are androgynes, all right? And I use the word androgyne, you know, you could say transvestite. I think transvestite's probably the best word. And that's not even offensive, is it? I mean, all right, maybe I should just call them transvestites, and they happen to have had a lot more silicon in their body. That's all the transgendered person is a transvestite with silicon. Changes pronouns to they, them. Oh man, yeah. But all the celebrities have come out as non-binary, and they're coming out. They're admitting it. All right, they're creating a gender-neutral world. Kabbalah, you see this kind of stuff all the time, right? And the secret, this is the mask, is the silence ritual. Silence. That's not only a secret symbol, it's a silence symbol. And now they've put a mask on us, and you can see this face does not look real. You know what I mean? So it's silicone in the face. And they're the best man for the job. Look at that. Yeah. The best. Oh, the best with the gun. Girls with guns. Come on. What do you think they're talking about there? All right. They're the best man. Oh, look at this. They're the best man for the job. Man. And then you got this symbol right there. The best man for the job. And there's the best man for this job is the job of gender reassignment hormone therapy for young children. This is the COVID vaccine they're going to give to young people. Why do you think the vaccine rollout is so organized with, they do like this certain type of person first, they do the old people, and then they do person people of a certain age, because they got different stuff in the needle, right? There's different things in this so-called vaccine for different people, right? Now, yeah, maybe it does seem like they're going to just, kill off 70% of the world's population first, and then they can work with a much smaller herd on the human slave colony slash farms slash UN 2030 Sustainable Development prison farm. Yeah, I'm from the government, and I'm here to change you all into androgynes, because that's what we're doing. That's what Kabbalah believes we have to do to save the world. All right, there's a method to their madness, and it is sounds completely insane, but this is what they're doing. All right, because cosmetic surgeons are building LA mega mansions, and the results are over the top. So here's the cosmetic surgeons, by the way, just kind of a side note. Maybe this should be in a different video, but these cosmetic surgeons live in houses like this, all right? Don't worry about them. They're making a pretty good living transforming humans into celestial androgynes. Yeah, you know the drill here. We're not going to be able to reproduce anymore naturally. You know that. All right. There's the Olympic athlete, by the way. Supposedly on the female team. I mean, let me just ask you this. Is that a man or a woman? I'm just asking you. You decide. You decide. Is that a man or a woman? Gee, I don't know. Olympic star. All right. Now, this is from some Old Testament dictionary, Adam. Now, this is a little bit disturbing to me. This person here, Carol Myers, is kind of a well-respected biblical scholar and seems to have a Kabbalistic interpretation of the Bible, which is a little bit disturbing to me. But hey, whatever. What can you do? It's really, Kabbalah is all about man becoming God, and that's a great temptation, right? Instead of man serving God, man becoming God. That's really the choice we have to make. Adam, name of the first human being. The Hebrew word Adam could be a collective noun meaning a generic human being. Its use in Genesis 2:7 to describe the first human. The first human being can be understood as denoting a genderless and androgynous being. Well, yeah, it can be understood that way if you're a fucking Kabbalist with an agenda. But if you just read the Bible like a sane, rational human being, it's not understood that way. But if you're an androgynous Kabbalist with an agenda, then yeah, you could understand it that way. And that's another danger of the Kabbalah. They use the Bible and they just interpret it in a completely different way. So androgynous being, right? This is a Kabbalistic interpretation of Genesis 1 and 2, not a biblical interpretation, all right? When God divides the first human being by removing one side, both woman and man are created as gendered beings. See, that's it's almost comical, but this is sad. This is what world leaders believe. Throughout the narrative, until the divine surgery. What is God, a plastic surgeon now? Adam is used with the definite article and should be understood as the human. Blah, 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 blah. And there's, here's Adam Kadmon, the primordial man, the Kabbalistic term, the hidden essence of the totality of divine powers. Although Adam Kadmon is more like the godlike figure who created Adam, androgynous. Adam was androgynous in the image of Adam Kadmon, but then Adam broke into two pieces, and now they're trying to put Adam back together again. Right, that's what's going on. They're trying to save the world in their convoluted insanity. Right, and they, you know, they're probably deceived by the demons, and the demons are using this cult, this ancient Assyrian Near Eastern cult, to try to control world history and create an androgynous kingdom. Of course, if you read the end of the Book of Revelation, you know that Babylon is destroyed by God. And everything works out just fine. So we're going through a temporary phase of complete and utter evil and insanity, but it will not last forever. So try to maintain a bit of hope.